like this. E carbon. The pasuk says now a carbon. Mashma, anything that's a carbon, if you shecht it outside, you chayiv. Is shermei ani afilu kotshi bedek abayis. I would have even thought if you shecht a bedek abayis, not a carbon that has a kedushas aguf, but just something that you bought to give over to the hegdish for bedek abayis, I would also think shenikro carbon, that since it's called a carbon, so if you shecht an animal outside bachutz, you be chayiv koris. And kinyan shenemo, that the pasuk says, the nakrev as korban Hashem. And the pasuk is talking about the money there, that they receive the money. So it says, with the money, you could bring a korban Hashem. What does it mean, a korban Hashem? It means that a kedushas bedek habayis also has a shem korban on it. So I would think from the Issa Shchut Echutz, if you take an animal that only has a kedushas bedek habayis, you only gave it over like it should belong to the Beis Hamikdash to use the money of it. But not that it itself should be brought for korban. Maybe if you shecht it outside, you chayiv. Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, no. V'yel Pesach oyo mayud lehevi'oi. You know what's called an Aveira? That you didn't do what you're supposed to do. You were supposed to bring it inside the oyo mayud. Mashma, it's only a carbon that has a kedusha saguf that you're supposed to be makriv it inside. Then you're chayiv if you do it outside. Mashen ken kedusha's bedek abayis. Since it's not hakrov, you don't bring it inside. For doing it outside, you're potter. So Gemara says now, so we dashin that kol haroyel lepesach hoyel moed chayiv. Anything that's supposed to be brought inside to the pesach hoyel moed, the shechted in the Beis Hamikdash, if you do it outside, you chayiv olov bachutz. If you do it outside, you chayiv. Mashen ken kol she'enoy royel lepesach hoyel moed. Anything that's not roy, you don't have to bring it inside the Beis Hamikdash. It's not for a carbon. It's only kedushas bedek abayis. The locker is then ein chayiv olov bachutz. If you shecht it outside, bachut, you should know, ain't chayiv malov. You're not chayiv, you're potter. So that's why I know from this pasuk of Elviel Pesach Hoyim Moed Lehevian. Now, oitzi elu shein ruyim a Pesach Hoyim Moed. So a kedushas bedek habayis, that bechlal you're not supposed to bring inside the Beis Hamikdash, that I know you're potter. If you take it outside, you're potter. Oh, but I would think in Svaro, for loy oitzi paras chattis, or Rashi says you're not gerus really a paras chattis. A paraschatis means the paraduma. Because the paraduma, you don't shecht in the Beis Hamikdash at all. The paraduma was brought in the Har HaZeisim. So Rashi says, we're not gerus paraduma. However, the kashri is v'sir ha-mishtaleich. I would think, though, the soy ha-mishtaleich, since you're supposed to bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, there you make the hagrola. And there you make l'svadasalov. You have to say vidui. So since you're supposed to bring this soy ha-mishtaleich inside the Beis Hamikdash, shuroyu lovu yapesach ha-yimoyed, it's supposed to be brought inside. So I would think now, if you shech the soya mashtaleich outside, I would think maybe you chayiv. Talmud Leima, that the pasuk says, no lashem. Korban lashem, we dashin, mishim yichodim lashem. Only something that's aimed to be used lashem is supposed to be brought for a korban. Yotsu elu, mashenken is soya mashtaleich, this soya that goes lazozil, shein yichodim lashem. It's not yichodim lashem. Not set aside for the korban. Sheinam yuchodim l'shein. Yeah. So that's where we dashen. So if this pasuk says, on what korban are you chayiv if you shecht it outside the Beis Hamikdash, only something that's yuchod l'shem, that's like a korban, it was a korban shlomim, a korban oila, a real korban that you were supposed to bring inside the Beis Hamikdash, and you're supposed to shecht it inside. Now, if you did the aveira and shecht it outside the Beis Hamikdash, you chayiv korus. Even though true, there's a mitzvah to bring it inside the Beis Hamikdash, because at the beginning you have to have these two goats, and you bring them into the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kohen Gadol makes the geirul that he chooses one is Lashem and one is Lazozil, and that you have to do inside the Beis Hamikdash. And even after you choose which one is Lazozil, there's a mitzvah vidui. Then the Kohen Gadol has to put his hands on top of the Soyim Mishtaleich and say vidui, and that's mechaper for all the averus and the whole Klal Yisrael. So even though there is a mitzvah to bring it into the Pesach HaYimayin, but that's the Pasuk Lashem. Lashem says no. Only an animal that's miyucha, that's supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. Lashem means you give the dam to Hashem, you give the emurim to Hashem, only a real korban. Then if you do it outside, you chayiv korus. Mashenken the Seir HaMashtaleach. Since it's not a korban, you don't shecht it inside the Beis Hamikdash, even though you have to bring it there to do the mitzvahs of the agrolam or the mitzvahs of idui, but since it's not called miyuchad lashem, if you do it outside, you potter. So how do we know this? From the word lashem. Lashem says only a korban that you're going to bring inside miyuchad lashem to make a zrika and to make haktorah. So for the word of Hashem, it's excluding the Seher Mashdoleach. So for the Gemara, is that true? V'lahashem, lohitziyu. When the Pasuk says a word of Lahashem, does it mean to say excluding something is no good? Or Reminu, I have a kasha. I'll bring you right, when the Pasuk says V'lahashem, it means to include something. Not to exclude, but to include something. What's the raya? That the Pasuk says, Yerotze lekarben ishel Hashem. That the Pasuk says, it's talking about Mechusas man. The Pasuk says, last week's Pasha, that Shivas Yomim, that animal stays tachas imoy, over Yom HaShmini v'hola, Yerotze lekarben ishel Hashem. When an animal is 8 days old, then you could first use it. But before it's 8 days old, it's called Mechusas man. You're not allowed to use this animal. You can't shecht it for korban. So Idashin ishel Hashem means Elu ishim. In other words, if you take a 7-day-old animal and you make it for korban, you're not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to make it for korban. You're not allowed to burn the animal. That's why we think it's awesome. Minayin shloyak tishenu. How do I know that there's an avera even to make a hegdish? If you have a 5-day-old baby animal, you can't say the harezu the korban oila. Just to make it hegdish now, before it's 8 days old, is also an avera. How do I know that? Minayin shloyak tishenu. Mechusas man. You're not allowed to make it hegdish. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Korban Lashem. It says, Korban Lashem in this Pasuk of Mechusas Man, L'Rabbis. Talmud Lema, Korban. It says the word Korban. In other words, even just for a Korban, not to be Makrevit, not to make it Lishim, to burn it, just to make it Kedushas Korban, that's also Osir. And then the Pasuk says, Lashem. What does Lashem mean? L'Rabbis Sayyam Mishtaleach. To tell us the Chiddush. So when you want to take this soyer that you can use for the mishtaleach, for lazozil, even though it's not brought for korban, still you're not allowed to take it if it's not 8 days old. As the ista mechusas man even applies to the soyer that's going to be a mishtaleach lazozil. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says korban lahashem. So lahashem is the rabbis to include that not only mechusas man is also to be makdish a korban, but you can't even do it for soyer mishtaleach. So you see what, from the word Lashem, we marba, we include more things. That's the kash before was saying that by Shrut Echutz, Lashem is excluding. Lashem is saying you don't have the Isser on the Soyah Mashtaleach for Shrut Echutz, only on the curb that's brought inside. And the word of Mechusa Zman, that it says Lashem, that's coming to rabbis to teach us know that when you want to make a Soyah Mashtaleach, it has to be at least 8 days old. If it's less than 8 days old, you can't do it. So of course, Astira, is Lashem including or is Lashem excluding? So Gemara answers, Omar Rava, Hosem Minyona de Kro, Vahochem Minyona de Kro. Each parasha you have to look at it by itself. Certain times from the Psukim, it's Mashmom, is coming to include, to be Marva, and sometimes from the Psukim, it's Mashmom, is coming to exclude, to be Mamayit. So here we have two different parashas. There's one parasha of Shut Echutz. Shut Echutz means a korbin, there's an Aveira Chiv Koris. If you don't shecht it inside, but you shecht it outside the Beis Hamikdash, you chayev koris. That's a pasha of Shut Echutz. Now the other pasuk says, Lashem, to teach us that you only chayev if the korban is supposed to be with the shchita, with the zrika, with aktarum. Mashenkin, the sori hamashtaleach, that you don't make the shchita, you just send it out. Lazozel, so there we say, you potter on Shut Echutz. That's what it says, Lashem, in the pasha of Shut Echutz. And now we have another pasha here of Mechusas Man. The Torah says you're not allowed to use an animal if it's not 8 days old. It's an issat even to be makdish a 5 days old animal. And we say now the Pasuk says Lashem to include that even a soy hamashtalech on Yom Kippur, the soy used lazozo, you can't use it unless it's 8 days old. So who the kasha was, how come one place is coming to include one thing, one place to exclude? So the Marian says, look at each pasha by itself, like this. Hosom Diel Pesach L'Rabbis. When it says the Yis of Shchut Echutz, it says the word El Pesach of L'Rabbis. Any korban that you're supposed to bring inside the Beis Hamikdash, if you shecht it outside, the Chayav Koris. So Pesach is a ribui. Then the Pasuk says Lashem L'Haitzi. Because once it says like a cloud, anything inside, then it says no Lashem, not everything that you bring inside. Like even though Lusoy Lazozil that you're supposed to bring inside, but since it's not in Yuchud Lashem, you don't make a Shchiter or a Zrik or Akhtar on it, it's Potter from Shchut Echutz. Hocho Mashen came by the Pasha Mechusas Man, it says like this. The Isha Lohoitzi. It says the word Isha Mashma, only things that you burn, that's what you have. There's only the Akhtar is also on Mechusas Man. Then we have a ribuy of korban Lashem. So Lashem is l'rabbis. Come to include, you should know, not only a korban that's mamish, you make a haktorah, you have to burn it, and you have to make a zrikar on it, is the aliyas mechus zman, but even on a korban like a soya lazozel, that you don't have a shchiter on it, you just send it away lazozel, still Lashem is coming to include that you have the yisra mechus zman. So good, so we have now the pasuk Lashem, that by the soya lazozel, you can't use it unless it's 8 days old. And Yom Kippur, you can't have the Sir Izim unless it's 8 days old. For the Gemara, time of the Reba Rachmona. Why do we say it's Osir? Why do we say there's a Psula Mechus Azman? Because the Torah says Lashem, even the Sir Lazozel has to be 8 days old. Hola Ribui. But if we didn't have the extra word Lashem, have it mean, I would have thought that Sayer HaMishtaleach, this Sayer that we use on Yom Kippur, that's sent away, Kaddish B'Mechus Azman. I would have thought, since you're not Makrovit, you don't make a shchita, you don't make a zrik, you don't make a haktar on it. So I would have thought that even if you bring it in the chusas man, also it's kosher. That's what I would have thought. Because when does it have to be 8 days old? If you have a korban that's going to make a haktar of, you're going to burn it, you're going to make a shchita. Mashenk and the soya mashtalech, you just send away. I would have thought it's mutter, even though it's mechusas man. Kamashmo on the posek Lashem to say it's also. For the Gemara, no. Like, what do I need a posek Lashem for? Even without this posek, I would know it's awesome. For ein ha-goyru kaveyam, ela b'royal Lashem. The loch of the Shnei Sirizim is, you have to bring two goats into the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Kohen Gadol has to make the goyru. Now, make the goyru means make the lottery, that one comes out to be Lashem, achatis, and one comes out to be Lazozom. Now, before you pull the lottery, both of them have to be able to be used for the korban Lashem. Both of them have to be roi to be used for the chatis. So if you're going to take one that's less than 8 days old, it's not roi for chatis. So anyway, you can't do the lazozel less than 8 days old. Because you have to make the girl on two serizim, that both of them is possible to be a chatis Lashem. So even without the extra word of Lashem, to say that the serizim, that the soil of Mishtaleach has to be 8 days old, even without the special pasuk, I would know it has to be 8 days old. Because for the chatis, for sure it has to be 8 days old. Because the Chatas Lashem, that's a real carbon. So when you make the Goyro, both of them have to be able to be the Chatas Lashem, so Pshita they both have to be 8 days old. What do I need an extra Pasuk for? So my answer is like this. Omar Rav Yosef, I'll tell you, yes, you do need the extra Pasuk. Hormani Chonon HaMitzrihi. This extra Pasuk goes according to Chonon HaMitzrihi's Pshat. The Watatan, he learns like this. Chonon HaMitzrihi Yoyim, Chonon HaMitzrihi says, what's going to be? Afilo Dam Bekois. Tamitchil on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol made the girl. He chose from the two series in, one was the Chatas Lashem, and one was the Soyel Lazozel. And he already shechted the Korban Lashem, and he even has the Kabbalah Saddam. And now, what happens to the Lazozel dies? Now the Lazozel dies. So what do you have to do? So it's a machloikis. One man, the other says, you have to make a new Agrola. You have to take a new mate, a new two pairs, and choose a new Chatas Lashem and a new Lazozel. Cholamitzi says no. Maybe chaveroi mezavegloi. Just take another one, or just take any other series in, and make it to be a soy lazozel. So in other words, according to Chonon HaMitzrihi, when do you have to have that grolo? That's the beginning. Metchilas hayayin, you have to take two series in, and make a girl to choose which one is Lashem, which one is lazozel. So at that time, they both have to be 8 days old, for sure. But what's going to be in the middle of Yom Kippur if the soy lazozel dies? So according to Chonon HaMitzrihi, you don't have to make a new girl because you have the Soyer Lashem, you have the Chatis. All you have to do is just go and take one more Sirizim and make it Lazozel. So in such a case, I would think a Mechus Azman is kosher. I would think if it's 5 days old now, maybe also it's kosher. Because this Lazozel, you're not going to shecht it, it has no Akrova, and you don't have to make a girl to say they both have to be Roi. So in this case, I would have thought it's kosher. Kamash on the Pasuk, Lashem, no, you should know it's still Pasuk. That's why I need the word Pasuk Lashem. Samura says no. Eimu d'shamad le'lechonon HaMitzrihi. When do I hear from Chonon HaMitzrihi that you could just take a second one? Hatei only the left way d'chuyin. He holds there's no din d'chuyin. Like here what happened was, first you had the two goats, and one was a Chatas Lashem, and your mamash even shechted it. And then the other one, Lazozel, died. So one svara is, now that Lazozel dies, this korban is a chatas Lashem, you can't use the way it is right now. Because you can only use it when you have a pair. You have to have one, a chatas Lashem, and one Lazozel. So that minute that the Lazozel died, right now you're not allowed to use the chatas Lashem. That's called dichui. At that time, you can't use it. So true later, So we're saying now, according to Chonah Mitzri, Avada, maybe you have to make a new Gerum. When you want to choose a new Lazazel, you have to take another two Izim, two goats, and choose one is Lashem, one is Lazazel. But Chonah Mitzri just finishes that after you choose to make one Lazazel, that one you use, but which one do you use for the Chattis? The one you already used. In other words, that first one, even though there was a period of time that it was Doch, you weren't allowed to use it, because it didn't have a mate to it, but later when you get another one of a Lazazel, now you're allowed to go back to the first carbon and use it. Maybe that's all Chonah Mitzri says. Hey, Zavad, according to Chonah Mitzri, when you want to make the second Lazazel, maybe you have to have a new Agrola. You have to have two of them there, and both of them have to be Roy L'Chattas Lashem. So therefore, the Kasha is back again. They both can't be a Mechus Zman. They both have to be at least 8 days old. So what was Chonah Mitzri's Chiddush? Only the Lestlei B'chuyin. That's all. Of the Lestlei HaGrolim Mishamatlei. Who told you that according to Chonah Mitzri, now when you want to choose the second Lazazel, that you don't have to have a new pair and make a new Gerul? Maybe according to Chonah Mitzri, you have to make a new Gerul now. If you have to make a new Gerul, you have to have another two pairs, two new goats. So both of them have to be Roy to be a Chattas Lashem. So right, we're back to the Kasha. Pshita, they have to be at least 8 days old, because they both have to be able to be a Chattas Lashem. Gemara says, Dilma Mishamadle, Ye Dilma Maisi Magrul. Maybe according to Chonah Mitzri, you also have to make a new Gerul. You have to have two. So if you have to have two, they both have to be Roy to Chattas Lashem. So what do we need the Pasuk Lashem for? So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Yosef, Homani Rebbe Shimon Hi. I say this pshat that we say the word Lashem includes that the Soy Lazozla is a psul mechusas man goes according to Rebbe Shimon. Titania, Neis Echad Mehen, Heis Metchilu, you had the two goats. One was the Chattis, one was Lazozel. You made a girl, and now one of the two died. Is maybe Chaverish Loibi Hagrolo Dibri Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon says clearly, you're allowed to take a second one now without making a new girl. So in the case that the Lazozel died, if you want to get a second Lazozel, all you have to do is just go take one more goat and make it Lazozel. So in such a case, I would think maybe even a Mechusas Man is also kosher. Kamashman the Pasuk Lashem, no. Even in such a case, the Mechusas Man is Pasuk. Ravina, Rav Ravina says like this, Kugoyin Shehumam V'chil Loyalacher. I tell you in the case again where you had your two goats already, you made the girl already, one is Lashem, one is Lazozel. And now the Lazozel became a Balmum. What's going to be the case that the Lazozel became a Balmum? So Locher is Chil Loyalacher. All you have to do is take another one and say Zu Tachazu. So in such a case, you don't have to make a new girl, because you're not like making a new Kedusha, you're just saying the old Kedusha of that sorry Lazozel should go on to this new one. So in such a case, maybe Mechusas Man would be kosher. Kamash will know the even Lazozel always has to be at least 8 days old. For the Gemara though, we not tell him with the Pasul Beimuma. Like, how do you know that it's a Psul Balmum by the Sari Meshtaleach? Maybe the case was like this. In the morning, you had two goats. Both goats were kosher goats. They were both roy to be a Chattas Lashem. And you made a girl. So one came to be the Chattas Lashem, and the second one is Lazozel. Then later on the day, became a Balmum. So who says it's possible? Like, it's only a Lazozel. Lazozel is not a shchit, it's not a korban. So maybe it's kosher, even if it's a balmum. Like, how do you know to say a balmum is possible for the Lazozel? So more stuff like this, the Tanya, we're not going to write some. The pasuk says, V'ishei leisitinu mehem. In other words, from a balmum, you can't use it for korban. Eilu hachalovim. That means you can't be mocked to the fats of a balmum. Eim liyele kulam. You can't burn the fats of a balmum. What about mitzosim inayin? Let's say you made a korban, and later b'shash chita you found out it's a balmum. So even the kezayis of the fat you're not allowed to burn. Talmudai mehem. From them nothing. Nothing from a balmum are you allowed to put and burn on the mizbeach. Then the pasuk says mizbeach, zuz rikas domin. That on a balmum, if you shechted, you found out it was a balmum, you're not allowed to make this rika. There's naveira to put the dam of a balmum onto the mizbeach. Then the pasuk says, Lashem, L'rabbi Soya Meshtaleach. Come to teach us that even the Soya Meshtaleach, Yishno, with the Balmum, it's possible. You have to get another one. So Gemara says now, V'yitzuch L'michtav Balmum, V'yitzuch L'michtav Mechusazman. So we're coming out that this Soya Meshtaleach has these both dinim to it. The Soya Meshtaleach, it can't be a Balmum, and it wasn't, it has to be 8 days old. It can't be a Mechusazman. And we have two times the pasuk says the Chiddush Lashem that it has both these Chiddushim. So Kashkas, what do I need both Sukkah for? Like once the Pasuk says it has one Chiddush, it can't be a Balmum, so who automatically I know it can't be a Mechusas Man. So Gemara says, no, I need both svaras. V'yitzruch, I need both psukim. V'yitzruch l'michto mechusas man. V'yikos l'rachmon mechusas man. The Torah only would have said that a seyam ha-shaleach has to be 8 days old. It can't be less. I would say mishum d'loimote zimnein. Because the animal less than 8 days old, the chlal is not worried to be a carbon. So a seyam ha-shaleach also it can't be. Maybe like less than 8 days old, like it didn't get a shame animal yet. That's why you can't use it for a soya mashtoleya. Avol balmum. My shank that you have an older goat that it's over 8 days old already. So the matizim, there came the time already that could have a shame animal to it. Now what happened to it now? They got a balmum on it. Amalai, maybe there's no psul. Hey, once the goat has a shame goat on it, it's more than 8 days old, it's called an animal that's ready for carbon, it could be kosher for a soya mashtoleya also. Why would I say it's a psul balmum? That's why the pasuk know Lashem that in the pasha of a balmum there's a new pasuk to be marba even a soya mashtoleach had the psul of a balmum. Now v'kos machmona balmum that the Torah only would have said the chiddush that a soya mashtoleach has the yis of balmum to it. I would say you know why mishum demoyis because an animal that has a mum on it it's a misazach it's not a nice thing it doesn't look nice that it doesn't look nice that's why the Torah passed it. Avo mechusas man. My shaykh that you have this soyer mashtaleach. That's a young soyer. It's only 5 days old. But I call upon him, it's not nice. There's nothing wrong with it. Abu mechusas man deloy nice. It's not nice. Doesn't look disgusting. Emoloy, maybe I would think this soyer mashtaleach, since you don't use it for a real carbon, you only send it away, so maybe mechusas man, even though it's only 5 days old, maybe it should be kosher. Tzrichim. That's why I need both sukkim. So the kids say, by this new chiddush of the soyer mashtaleach, we have two psukim. One to say it can't be a mechusas man, it can't be less than 8 days old. And the second chiddush is, it can't be a balmum. If the soyer, if this goat became a balmum, you have to be mechalad onto another one. Rava sounds like this, Rava Roma. Again, the original kasha was, we have an extra postek Lashem to say that the soyer hamashtaleach can't be a mechusas man. It can't be less than 8 days old. So the question was, what do we need a special pasuk for pshita? Since matili you have to bring two goats, and you have to make the gerul, and both of them have to be able to be a chatas lashem. So to be the chatas lashem, pshita has to be a korban, it has to be 8 days old. So both of them have to be roy for chatas, so pshita the mishtoleach has to be 8 days old. What do I need a new pasuk for to say that the soyem mishtoleach is pasul if it's a mechusas man? Tomorrow, the Rav said like this, Rav Amar, a goin shehoyel lo choyla b'teich beisai. What's going to be if the person on Yom Kippur